Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, let's head to the phone lines and let's get a little fantasy advice with our guy, Benny Heist. Benny, always good talking to you, my man. Who are your top waiver wire pickups?
Cam Newton, I think, is the guy that certainly, if you're attacking upside, is the way to go. Remember that he was the number four fantasy quarterback last year up until week 11 before he got hurt, before he really messed up that shoulder. So I'm of the belief that when Cam Newton is 100%, he gets the job back. They just have too much invested into him. And also, 100% Cam Newton, to me, is better than 100% Kyle Allen. And yes, if you're going about the, well, Kyle Allen has been winning, you know, remember all those times we were having the same argument about Alex Smith. So Cam Newton is the better quarterback. He's certainly the better fantasy quarterback. But that also involves his ability to run and scramble and throw on the run. So if you have the room on your bench to invest in Cam Newton long term, I feel like that's the right play. If you need a backup immediately, Ryan Tannehill is an intriguing play. He's going up against Tampa. The Bucs are allowing the sixth most points to fantasy quarterbacks this year. As for the other skill positions, you brought up Ty Johnson. Kerryon Johnson is going to miss some time, several weeks appears to be the case. And again, hopefully you guys were listening last week about Chase Edmonds. With Arizona, I think he's a better pickup than Ty because it sounds like Cliff Kingsbury might be signing Jay Ajayi. That confuses the whole backfield. We still don't know what the case is going to be. And Edmonds has been producing, but at least we know that Ty Johnson in a run-heavy offense is going to get a bulk of the snaps. Kenny Stills, not only him, but also his co-wide receiver, Kiki Coutte, are really intriguing plays. Kenny Stills gets the Will Fuller role in the offense. Deshaun Watson has clearly shown ability to throw deep and be accurate. And then if Stills doesn't end up being available, Coutte operating in the slot has seen a lot more targets. I love him in PPR leagues. And listen, too, BK, like they're not using Duke Johnson the way that they should. He leads the league in yards per run, and yet they still refuse to give him the football and incorporate him in the short passing game. So I think Coutte is available. And then last but not least, a couple other wide receivers we talked about, Ryan Tannehill. Really encouraging to see a good day out of A.J. Brown and Corey Davis. The switch to Tannehill from Mariota incorporates mostly a downhill vertical offense. The two of them were targeted 14 times, 12 catches, 144 yards plus a touchdown. Again, it's a great matchup against the Bucs, and I think their targets are going to stay up as long as Tannehill is in at quarterback.
We're talking with our guy Benny Heist. It is time for some fantasy advice here on The Drive. You mentioned Sony Michel. I'm assuming you did so because he's on your sell high list this week?
Yeah, his final numbers might look good, but it's all touchdown dependent. He's still averaging less than 3.5 yards per carry. And ending up finishing with 42 yards on 19 attempts against the Jets in an absolute blowout win. And like I said, there's a reason the Patriots felt like they had to give up a second rounder to get Mohamed Sanu, because their schedule is going to be more difficult. They're going to be passing more in a lot of these games against tougher competition. And especially with Rex Burkhead eventually coming back and probably playing a role, there's just so many musical chairs at the running back spot that, with Sony Michel, I think the matchup set up well for him, but they're going to be more pass-heavy moving forward. So, yeah, I'm absolutely selling high on Sony Michel as soon as I can.
On the other side of this, a buy-low candidate that I would have, and this is if your team is doing really well. So if you have 1-2 losses on the year, you're starting to look towards the playoffs, and you're thinking you could be a contender and you want to win your league, you want to get that money at the end of the year. A guy I'm looking to buy low on right now is Tyreek Hill. Now, he might not have a huge few weeks here, but when you get to the postseason, you're going to have Tyreek Hill with a potentially healthy Patrick Mahomes and a healthy offensive line. Tyreek Hill is a guy that I would be buying low on either this week or next. Who is on your list right now, Benny Heist?
Yeah, I think any Chiefs on this list is certainly intriguing. Travis Kelce, you can make an argument to try and buy low on him. Now, you're still going to have to give up something for a lot of these guys, because especially if you're a Tyreek Hill owner, you've been waiting for him to come back and be healthy, so to all of a sudden move on from him just because Mahomes is out for 2-3 weeks, I think is going to be a little bit more difficult. But you're absolutely right, he's a buy-low candidate. To me, you know, we talked about Travis Kelce. Evan Ingram is that guy for me. Last couple of weeks have not been pretty for him. You know, ends up not playing against the Patriots in what was supposed to be the ideal smash spot opportunity against Arizona, and Arizona has just bled touchdowns to tight ends this year. 5 targets, 1 reception for 6 yards. So Evan Ingram owners are going to be pissed, considering that Rhett Ellison got himself a touchdown as well. the Giants have the best fantasy schedule going during the fantasy playoffs. This is who they play. They're on the road at Philly. Philly can't stop the pass. And then home against Miami and home against Washington. It sucks to consider that you want to target a bunch of New York Giants for the playoff stretch, but with that type of schedule in the passing game, you might want to load up on Daniel Jones. You might want to load up on Evan Engram. Sterling Shepard is still hurt. Golden Tate. Get whatever Giants you can if you know that you're making the playoffs, because that is the most ideal schedule that I can think of. And right now, Evan Engram, his value is never going to be lower than what it currently is.
Last thing for you, Heis. What's going on over this weekend at Fantasy Sports Markets?
Yeah, it's not just this weekend, BK. We got a World Series Survivor contest that is starting tonight over at FantasySportsMarkets.com. Of course, we have the NBA opener as well. There's a chance to win $100 to first place. That doesn't include perfect roster bonuses. And then, of course, for NFL, chance of $220K, college football over $100,000. So get in, use promo code radio for $5 free at FantasySportsMarkets.com if you've not played before. And go ahead and enjoy yourself some DFS without the salary caps to go ahead and constrain you from playing the guys that you want to play.
That is our guy, Benny Heis. He is presented by Response Genius. Visit ResponseGenius.com and improve your organization's emails, digital, and direct marketing results. Always good to catch up with Benny Heis from Fantasy Sports Markets.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.